In order to support our show, we need the help of some great advertisers. And we want to make sure those advertisers are ones you'll actually want to hear about. We need to learn a little bit more about you to make that possible. Go to podsurvey.com/firstdegree and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you better. That way we can bring on advertisers that you won't want to skip. And once you've completed the quick survey, you can enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Terms and conditions apply. Again, that's podsurvey.com/firstdegree. podsurvey.com/firstdegree. Thanks for your help. Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one goth. You guys, I don't know what's going on with us today, but I feel like our life has been a struggle bus all day long, trying to do first degree stuff.
Yeah, I feel like we're kind of jinxed today. It's like no matter what we do, it's just kind of we're hitting one roadblock after the next. But, you know, it's 8:09 p.m. We're making it happen.
Yeah, we're going to power through it.
We're powering through. You know, if we were like, I don't know, like trying to break the news, we're recording like less than 24 hours of putting podcast out. So we're very timely for any like last minute things that might be happening. You know, we're just like on the nose.
We're like a live show.
We're basically.
This is live to tape right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to make any errors.
We're going to get into this like almost live news in a little bit because something happened today that was pretty amazing. But until then, Billy, what is a dark day today?
All right. Today is February 24th. And this was the day that Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot, critically wounded in Hollywood. His name is Ryan Fisher. And her two French bulldogs were stolen.
Right, and this happened last year, 2021, right?
Correct, yes.
I remember hearing that news, and I think there's a video of it from a Ring camera. I'm pretty sure.
Is there?
Yeah, and he's like, it's really, really sad and upsetting to watch. I'm really glad he was okay. It was awful, because she, and then you can hear him talking to a neighbor who comes to his aid, and he's like, they're Lady Gaga's dog, and you could just tell besides, like, bleeding in being shot, he was so scared for the dogs. Like, he was upset. He loved, if you're walking dogs, you like dogs.
Well, I don't think that the people that stole those dogs even knew that they were Lady Gaga's dogs. I think they were just trying to steal two French bulldogs, which is fucking like, what are the chances?
So he had three, but one got away.
Mm-hmm.
So one, they ended up having one left, but it was three. And at that time, there was like a rash of dog thefts across LA. It was
scary.
A crime trend, which was really unfortunate.
Yeah, let's talk about, so LA right now, the crime trend is follow home robberies.
Right.
What's going on right now is that people are watching other people come out of clubs and restaurants. They see that they're wearing nice clothes. They're wearing watches. Rolexes, watches. They're getting into nice cars, even if they're getting into Ubers.
Purses,
too.
Like, nice bags. Yeah.
And they're following them home. And then we're seeing it on Ring. They are robbing them and either robbing them, taking their keys and then taking the car, or they're robbing them. But the car thing is not because of GPS and everything. So they're robbing them. Sometimes they're going into the house, but with this
so
case,
scary.
Though, it's so scary.
And, I saw the a really scary one where they push, there's like three guys and they push three people into the house and they're just like hitting one guy with the butt of a gun. And I'm just like, there has to be a better way. Go back to burgling when no one's home.
That's so
like,
crazy.
As awful as that is, like the assaults on people are so traumatic. You know, you're never the same again after something like that happens to you.
I mean, even the stuff of people getting robbed when they're just like sitting outside at a restaurant too. I feel like that's on the rise as well, where people are just, they're getting their bags and their rings and shit like at gunpoint while they're just trying to literally enjoy lunch on Melrose. Like that shit is so fucking terrifying.
Yeah. So what had happened with this case is that Jennifer McBride, who's 50 years old, she actually brought the dogs to the police and she's like, I want the reward. And then they figured it out from there.
I heard she found, I don't know who, but the first news that broke was that a woman found two of them tied to a telephone, like a pole, like a street sign pole or a telephone pole, like unharmed. And it was unclear at that time whether or not that was someone involved or just a civilian who found these two dogs tied to a pole, you know?
Yeah, no, but super, super scary. Obviously, it was one of the, it was definitely one of the big stories. And Lady Gaga's dog walker.
Was Jennifer McBride a perpetrator or not? That's
she was, yeah. She was considered a perpetrator. The case, as of, you know, I'm looking at it right now, as of September of last year, we still haven't heard much about it. So I don't know what else is going on.
Probably hasn't been prosecuted yet.
Yeah, and Lady Gaga's dog walker actually stayed in the singer's house for months after the attack. And she really did. She helped him, you know, it wasn't like, you know, she just said, you know, whatever, you know.
As she should. I mean, literally getting hurt on the job. Yeah. That's like what companies, that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yep. Set up a GoFundMe page and everything like that. So.
Not that she needs to, but okay.
Yeah. But what
we're thinking, really, she could probably afford some medical bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Whatever. But, you know, we are going to get into something that is celebrity related in True Crime Rewind, because a big thing happened in the world of hoaxes today, and we are going to get into celebrity death hoaxes.
I can't wait to tell this story because it's just so amazing. But Billy, did you want to do the current thing?
Yes, I would like to do that, actually. So there are two crimes in the news that just happened within the last 2 days, and they both have Uber in it. Have you heard about this? Because normally what we want to do is, we've just been super busy lately. You guys are at a wedding. Normally we text each other all the time, different crimes that are going on.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about the two Uber things that just happened?
No.
I want to say we usually text each other really arbitrary, dumb things. I think only when we're researching.
I know.
It's never just like, hey, heard of this. It's like, hey, I did this dumb thing. Or
Billy
like,
is
here's
trying
a
to
meme.
Make us seem a lot smarter than we are. And like we have intelligent conversations with each other, which we absolutely do not.
It's the theater of the mind.
And honestly, you'll
let us have this.
We don't have intelligent conversations in our text group. And you'll forever question Billy's credibility after you hear the kind of things he texted us.
That is true. My credibility is completely shot. All right, so let's get serious for a second. Uber is in the headlines. There was a driver named Christina Spicuzza around Pittsburgh. She's 38 years old. She had four children. She picked up somebody. Her body was found by an Amazon driver on the side of the road on February 12th. She had a single gunshot wound to the head. Police actually found her dash camera, and on the dash cam, they saw what happened. And she had picked up a passenger for an Uber ride on February 10th. He pulled a gun on her, and he placed the gun to the back of her head. And this is just so horrifying because it's all there. She reaches up and touches the gun, and then he says, and then she says, "You've got to be joking." She says, "Come on, I have a family." And he says, "I have a family too. Now drive." And she, and then he kills her. He grabbed it. The last thing that you see is him grabbing the camera and then him grabbing her cell phone. They caught him. The guy's name is Calvin Crew. He's 22. He's arrested and charged February 17th with criminal homicide, robbery, and tampering with evidence.
What was he trying to get? Why would he kill her?
They think it was a robbery.
But robbing what?
That's the thing.
He didn't drive her to an ATM. And like, what did he get?
Yeah.
Because a cell phone, which is worthless.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even sell.
It's all one for maybe $50 or something. But when it comes down to it, you know, cab drivers were always at risk. But cab drivers back in the day before credit cards were used so much, it was very much a cash business. There's obviously with an Uber, there's no cash at all. There's never any cash being presented. So.
And he didn't try to take her car or anything, obviously?
No.
Interesting.
All right. So this other case. These friends were in Mardi Gras, and we spent time, all of us, God, that was maybe 3 years ago, and we were at CrimeCon in New Orleans. We had a wonderful time. This woman was in Mardi Gras. She's a college student. She was partying with friends. She later was driven to her boyfriend's home, and then she took an Uber to her apartment to check on her dog in the middle of the night. But then she got an Uber. And apparently her friend called her at about 1:30 a.m. And think about this, 1:30 a.m., the friend's talking to her, and he overhears the driver ask her, "Do you like to party?"
Oh, God.
Then she says, "I'm going to call you back." Nobody hears from her. At 7 a.m., she's dropped off at a hospital where she's pronounced dead. And we don't know what happened to her yet. We're still waiting on information, but Her name is Siaya Jordan Whetstone. She was a college student. And, you know, the whole thing about Uber, it is incredibly convenient. It is incredibly cheap. We were told, especially when, you know, I'm not that much older than you people, so stop. Don't get into strangers' cars. We are legitimately doing it every day of getting into strangers' cars, and we have no idea. And we're picking up strangers, and we're not, you know, grizzled cab drivers. A lot of people just want to make some extra money. We have no idea what's gonna happen. But, and these stories happen every day. This just happened to happen. You know, these two came out within the last 2 days.
But there isn't a safer alternative. Like, at least Uber, they're not going to get away with it. Like, literally, there's a GPS of where you're going. Even if your phone disappears, someone can go into your account. At least there's a breadcrumb trail of where you've been and who you were with. And we know the name of this person.
But that's not going to save you, though.
Nothing will, though. Yeah, well, you're not safe in a cab. You're not safe on the bus. You're not safe walking the streets. You're not safe in your own car. Yeah. But at least Uber, there's receipts.
It's just like a daily risk we just take. And kind of normalize it, I guess.
Women aren't safe leaving work to walk to their car in the parking garage. Like, Uber is actually the safest option, like, ahead of anything, which is sad because it's not safe. But that's the reality.
And this guy actually used his girlfriend's Uber in order to get the ride.
Oh, that's deceptive.
Yeah, that is.
The first guy,
Yikes. Right. Well, we're going to get into some lighter topics later.
Sorry.
But before that, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring something to the stand that we're thinking about this week, and we're either defending it or prosecuting it, and then we vote at the end, bring it to Instagram. You know the drill if you've been listening to this podcast. Hopefully this isn't your first time, because this episode's been a mess.
I like this episode.
No, this episode like is great. Too.
It's very authentic. It's authentic.
Yes. Yeah. I want to go first. I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to go first because of this. Because so we were all texting about recording. We have been so super busy that we were talking about, okay, you know what? We got to record really quick, but then we're all going to get our ducks in a row. That is what Jack said. And then I
said that.
Oh, you said that.
You need and to be then, the, get the story
I,
correct. Okay.
I said it.
I said, get the ducks in the row. That's a, look it up. That's a phrase I use all the time.
Okay.
Okay. I'll look it up. Jack,
you
want to
look it up? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then I saw ducks in a row, and then as a dad, put in two ducks, as in emojis. I put duck emojis.
Yes.
And then somebody mentioned horses. How did you mention horses?
I then said, yep, we'll get back on the horse tomorrow.
Back on the horse. And
I said, tomorrow we'll get organized. We'll get back on the horse.
And boom, I was right there with a horse emoji.
Yeah.
I'm putting on the stand, communicating with emojis.
But that's what you did.
He's defending it.
I know. I'm defending it. Well, not everything is a struggle.
Well, not guilty. Everyone loves emojis.
But see, you weren't communicating with the emojis. You were just responding to what we were saying with emoji that responded to it.
Correct.
You were echoing what I said with a visual.
I was echoing, yes, but I wanted to bring it up because it did. You know, jogged my memory of something that particularly in a segment that I'm not normally that enthusiastic for.
He likes an emoji. His emojis, but
I'm all right with an emoji.
I don't think you're really an emoji user for the most part. So maybe that this was like a new passionate thing for you that now, Billy, I have to tell you, if something makes you laugh, you're not allowed to use the cry laughing emoji anymore. And you have to use the skull. That's what the cool kids are doing to like say that they're like LOLing or raffling or whatever the people do these days.
The skull.
Yes. It's what the Gen Zers do.
I did not know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's put it up there. Talking with emojis.
Not guilty.
Talking with emojis.
Yeah, that's not what you did.
Yeah, but no, I'm using it as a catalyst for talking. You know, just like
also Jack is the one who said ducks, but I was sure it was me. I was sure it was me.
I think I can't believe that you're trying to fight me on something that was memory based.
You're right, but I use that phrase all the time. You must have picked it up from me.
That's actually a pretty common phrase that lots of people use.
Well, maybe I got confused because then I said the horse thing. And Billy's weird emojis just distracted the whole, gang.
Horses.
Thank you for admitting that I was right. I know that's hard for you, Alexis.
It's really not. I just truly believed it. So once I was shown evidence, I'm like, oh, I have no problem because I see the proof right here. But I only argued because I was certain it was me.
I was also certain it was me.
Well, two people can't be right in this situation.
So not guilty. And we have our own emojis when we do Two Girls, One Goth and things.
We do.
So, and we also use some other emojis on the Instagram, as they say. So
I know Taylor, who does our Instagram, he communicates with emojis because he does the kind of Mad Libsy thing in our in our captions where he puts the emojis like next to the thing.
He has captured the voice. Yes. In such a way. He's so good at it. I'm like, you sound more like me than I do.
I know.
And I don't know how that happened.
That's how you know you've got somebody
we
good.
We might have to introduce Taylor to the public at some point.
We might have to give Taylor a raise.
Yes. And
he listens,
to the public,
so I'll have to. I'm accountable.
Yes.
Oh, God. I love that. Okay, I'm going to go next.
Yes.
Today on the stand, I am putting the concept of drinking champagne on ice. Now, this is a thing that I did all weekend long. This is a thing that I've done for a while, and I'm defending it. And I know that's like blasphemy to a lot of people, a lot of champagne drinkers. I'm not drinking Veuve on ice. I'm drinking like shitty, you order a mimosa at a restaurant. So I'm going to put it on ice before I drink it to kind of like water down the bullshit. But I think it's fantastic. I've made up my own cocktail, champagne on ice with a splash of grapefruit. It's delicious. And I think everybody should drink it.
I think what you said is key. I think really good champagne's not supposed to be on ice, but if we're at like Joe Schmo bowling alley, then I think, yeah, put that on ice and add a little spritz of something. But no, it's like what people do. It's like a white wine spritzer. It's like the same concept. That has ice in it. Or like a vino verde. You could put ice in that. It's I like it.
I'm totally fine with ice. I dig the ice. Put the ice in there.
Don't you get acid reflux from champagne? No, you drink it sometimes.
Me? I could drink champagne.
You would drink champagne sometime. I did. This jogged my memory because I saw a quote from Bill Murray. And Bill Murray says, the way I like to drink it is in a big pint glass with ice. I fill it with ice and I pour the champagne in it because champagne can never be too cold. Nice. And if Bill Murray likes it that way, then I like it that
way. Bill Murray can do anything he wants. So yeah.
I love that man.
Oh, he's the best. Okay. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Lex?
Okay. So this is something also from this weekend that Jack and I observed on several occasions. And once I start to describe it, she'll probably know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's something really rude that people do in public sometimes, and it has to do with their phone.
Yes.
Jack and I talked about it together. We would just make these like begrudging little, I'd be like, what the fuck? This is so rude. We would just be like, who does that? A few times you were like grumpy old men, like just curmudgeons angry about this across the weekend. And it was people had their phones on speaker and they were like FaceTiming loved ones in a public place. And I'm like, that is so, first of all, as like a crazy ADD person, I can't be on the phone in a public place because I can't even focus on what I'm listening to because I'm too like distractible.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you're not even respecting your loved one. Like you should be in your car, in a quiet place where you can give your full attention. Like, I'm like, you can't hear them and you're ruining all of our times because the ADD, I can't focus on the person in front of me because I'm focusing on this person's phone call because I eavesdrop by default.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is ruining my whatever I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's extremely rude. It's the having the phone on the speaker. So whether that's like a FaceTime or just like a phone, it's even worse if it's a phone call. Cause if it's a FaceTime, at least you're trying to see the person. But if you have your phone on speaker, just to have it on speaker, or you're like watching a YouTube video just loud, it's like, you're not respecting the people around you. Put in a fucking headphone. It's not that hard.
Oh my God. There was a Postmates delivery guy who came once and he was like going through my office building to deliver someone food. And he had a speaker, he had his phone in his pocket blasting music as he was like making a delivery. And I was like, this is unacceptable.
You know what? I'm okay with that.
What? That's so disruptive.
The same thing as like bringing like a boombox or something like that. I'm okay with that. Here's the thing.
Nobody should bring a boombox in an office building when you're making a delivery as a courier.
Yes.
No, if a FedEx guy did it, I'd be mad.
As somebody that's been a manual laborer and has actually like, you know, had music going on, music actually makes the day go a lot better.
Billy, if you're alone in a house painting, and music is acceptable. Music outside, acceptable on a
music
hot
roof. Can make the day go by better with a headphone in.
Yes, he doesn't should. Need to be he on a should speaker. Have a headphone in. Let me address the topic at hand, though. I completely agree with you. Unless it's a, it's something that is a personal. This is a 0.1%. It's a personal thing that they want to share with somebody else. Oh my God, what? I'm here at this place. Do you remember this? I love you. I'm right here. And then they're showing the person. If
wait,
it's just
are you talking about the guy
face,
walking with music? Or are you
no,
talking about
no,
like,
talking going, about FaceTime? I'm going back
okay,
to the FaceTime.
I was confused.
And yeah, I don't like it. I don't like any sounds from really anybody in general who are no. around me for too long.
People shouldn't be making much noise.
There was
in
a
public.
Woman on my plane last week who was singing. And then I went back to see if she had a little kid with her. No. She was
that's
just,
not great.
Well, was she drunk? Thinking. She was drunk.
No, she. I don't think so.
Was she
by the
sad?
Way, Southwest is serving alcohol right now.
Was
I will
she
say that,
sad? But. I mean,
no,
only...
she was just like doing her thing. I looked back and there was like three, you know, women that looked kind of like, you know, sorority type people. And they were just like singing. And like the other woman was looking at her going, yeah.
They right. were probably on the way to a fun trip. Maybe. This I can get behind.
They were. It was a bunch of sorority girls?
Yeah, it sounded like a singing to soothe somebody else. And that's why I thought it was a baby. And then I was like, you know when you're on the plane
a
and you're
baby.
Like, somebody's doing something really weird. I don't want to look. And then I was like, I'm going to look and I'm going to pretend that I'm going to look something in the back of the plane.
Yeah.
Just so I can see this person. And I look and there's no baby. And it's just a woman singing and like playing kind of like a little bit of the drums on her knees.
Yeah, I don't like a public singing at all. No. That's not for me.
I don't know. Remember where we were going, Jack, but we were on a plane with like 10 of our friends. And we were all like doing face masks and like talking over strangers to each other, like
yeah,
and having fun.
My nightmare for somebody doing that to me.
But we were doing it and the vibes were flowing. And honestly, the people around us didn't seem to mind because they got in on the fun.
Guilty as
guilty,
fuck.
Guilty. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Hella guilty.
You know what the funny thing is? That what we're actually talking about was a woman getting FaceTime from her friend to tell her that she was pregnant.
I didn't
and we're like this. We're like this rude fucking
unacceptable.
Bitch.
Unacceptable.
Turn off the oh phone God. Now.
Send us. Post a sonogram near Facebook like a normal person.
But to our defense, we were so fucking hungover,
ridiculous.
And like we're just yeah. like so over the weekend that we're like, "What is this person fucking doing?"
Well,
shut
I
up.
I feel like everywhere we went, starting at the airport, on our way there, there was someone doing it. Like it was by the time we had seen her, we were just over the edge. We couldn't be happy for her friend. So if you're listening, congratulations. We're happy now, but you know,
it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yes,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well. All right. When we come back, it is time for some True Crime Rewind.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Welcome back, everyone, to True Crime Rewind. And this rewind is not going to take us that far back because this literally happened about 4 hours ago. Now, we have a group text. It is myself. It is Alexis. It is Jack. And it is the saint of a man named Jared. Aww. Now, Jared has to listen through all of this stuff as we're talking about not only the logistics of the podcast, but crime or whatever. Now, I saw on Twitter,
I want to tell it.
You're dying to tell us.
I'm just, because yes. I'm the one whose reputation was sullied as a result of your poor decision-making, fact-checking. So I'm just in this group chat minding my own business. And all of a sudden, first of all, let me give you some background information. I was watching Good Morning America this morning, and they were reporting how the Queen of England has COVID, has tested positive, very minimal symptoms. She's still carrying out many of her duties, including which opening this red box where she gets instructions. I don't know what it is, but I was like, that sounds like a lot of work for a 95-year-old with COVID, but here she is chugging along,
yeah,
opening the box.
It's a mystery box.
Doing her duties. More on the box later. But anyways, so I'm like, wow, good for her. And then Billy texted probably 6 hours later when, yes, I saw her active in live footage. And Billy's like, the Queen is dead in all caps. And Jack, and then I'm like, what? And Jack goes, from COVID, ! And then Billy just doesn't respond for like 5 minutes. I was like, some context would be helpful here. And I go, Queen of England? And then suddenly he comes back. He's like, yeah, she's dead. It's Twitter is going blowing off the rails. She's trending on Twitter. And I was like, oh my God. And I was at my office and I run and I tell my colleague, Jeff, I'm like, Jeff, the Queen of England has died of COVID.
Oh my God.
Alexis is spreading the news like wildfire. Well, because all of Billy, our friends and family.
Billy's I'm not so normally sorry. Wrong about this kind of
no,
stuff.
No, I'm not. I'm no. not normally
so
wrong.
So I'm like, oh, I don't even need to fact check for myself because, like, we trust each
Billy
other
broke in the news. Yeah.
We trust each other in with serious shit, usually. Mm-hmm. Serious
we
information.
We use it very serious. Life
so
and
I'm
that
like,
stuff.
I'm like, why mm-hmm. would he lie to me about this? This is a dark hour for me. I'm mourning the Queen after all. So then,
like, what's going to happen with the box, you know?
Who's going to open it?
Who's going
to
open
and
it?
And I literally said to the to my colleague Jeff, I was like, do you think Harry's gonna go? Do you think Meghan's gonna go?
To the funeral?
And he's like, yeah. Well, at the time, I thought she was dead. And I was like, do you think they'll go? I was like, this scandal. Will they wear hats? I was like, there's so much residual.
Like subliminal messaging going around. Yeah.
Oh my God, the conspiracy theories will go wild. And I was like, devastated, obviously. But also more wanting everyone to know to suffer with me. You know, I didn't want to be alone. Yeah. And then I looked on Twitter myself and I clicked on the trending part and it was literally just memes of like, the Queen ain't dead, or like, there's no, like, when the queen's still okay and you're all just in, like, like, they're crazy memes because there was no news of this.
Yes.
So okay. I'm like, where the fuck did he get this? There wasn't even, like, an Onion article about it.
Okay. Let me tell you what happened is that I did see it. Being a Smiths fan, probably wanting to have used the headline, The Queen is Dead, because that is the title of their album and also song.
Yes.
I wanted to say that, and I jumped the gun on that. It was actually on, and I did some research on this. There is a website that is a TMZ wannabe website called Hollywood Unlocked.
Yeah.
Hollywood Unlocked is the one that reported that The Queen is dead. And then the guy that runs Hollywood Locked, which is a guy named Jason Lee, Unlocked, which is not the Jason Lee that was in My Name is Earl and the Kevin Smith movies. It's another Jason Lee. He actually said, I don't print lies and this will come out.
Except. Oh, so he doubled down on saying that he was
doubled
correct.
Down. But I will say this, the Hollywood Unlocked Twitter page was conspicuously dead.
So Billy, your logic here is that Hollywood Unlocked has all of England's gonna report on England news first.
You know what? I will say
Windsor's closest source is Hollywood Unlocked.
You know what? I'll take my flogging from you. I know that this is Alexis is very happy about this.
Just know anything you post on Twitter, fact check yourself.
Yes. I just sent it to you.
You were probably
guys.
About to press post
I would
on like
never,
a tweet.
No,
but don't you want to? It's like you want to be the one that announces it because then you're going to get all of the people coming
Why do you
to your page.
I just want it for my own. I ran to somebody's office to tell them.
Poor Jeff.
And I don't even get anything on social media from that. That's just an inner drive I can't explain.
Well, like, the biggest thing.
Someone had to know.
The biggest things that they say about social media is that you want to be fast and you want to be smart. Those are the two biggest things that, at least on Twitter. Obviously, Instagram and TikTok have changed that because it's all about, pretty and everything. But on Twitter, it was all about being fast or being first and then also being smart and actually, showing somebody something. And that's how you would become successful on that platform.
So did you make a post about the Queen of England or you were?
Oh, no, I just spread the disinformation to you guys.
Did you get successful from it?
Did I get it? No, I didn't because I didn't post it.
I think I wasn't
going to post that. It wasn't,
it's a personal verified. Success. It really, like, it brought some joy
It was a
into
personal
my...
success. It brought some joy to you guys and then to Jeff. And no. Jeff's a huge fan of the Queen, too, so I'm sure he probably had a lot of
personal success, stress. Group chat failure.
Okay, all right. Let's talk about celebrity hoaxes. Now, we have the internet. Celebrity hoaxes can start and then stop very, very quickly with the internet. And it has happened before. There has been everybody from Brad Pitt to Angelina Jolie to George Clooney. He's dead. And then it lasts maybe an hour or 30 minutes and then it ends. Before the internet, it could take a really, really long time to get the truth out there. The most famous thing is Mark Twain. Mark Twain said, the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated, or the reports of my death. That was one of the most famous things because everybody was saying that Mark Twain, who was the biggest celebrity in America, was dead. When I was a kid, the biggest celebrity death hoax was the kid from the Life cereal commercial, who was named Mikey. Now remember, we had three channels, and you saw like the same 10 commercials over and over again. There was a thing about Mikey. Mikey doesn't eat anything. Let's give him some Life cereal. Mikey hates everything. Hey, look, Mikey likes it. He was a really cute kid with freckles, whatever. The celebrity death hoax there was that Mikey died from drinking Pop Rocks and soda.
Oh.
We all thought this. This was a thing. And it constantly was something that we all talked about. And we would never, ever dare drink Pop Rocks and soda.
Well, that was like a famous urban legend. Like that's like been perpetuated a lot as an urban. Yeah, totally. Yeah,
well, yes. But we don't have, Snopes or anything we didn't have that back in the day. So we all really, really thought that was true. Another thing that would happen with celebrity death hoaxes is that if you were listening to the radio, this is what trending was back then. If you were listening to the radio and you turned on two or three stations and you heard the same band, you immediately thought somebody in that band had died. Like, if you heard, if you were turning and you went,
that's a huge leap.
If you heard, if you remember, you only had maybe 7 or 8 stations. If 3 or 4 of them are playing Lynyrd Skynyrd, you're like, oh my God, somebody in Lynyrd Skynyrd just died.
They're doing a tribute. Blah, blah, blah.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
The DJ fell asleep and let the record keep going.
So that was one of the things that that was what would always happen is that you would think that if I swear to God, if I heard like, you know, Bruce Springsteen on 2 different channels, I was just like, damn, man.
So then the today's equivalent is if you see a celebrity's name trending on Twitter, then you're like, oh, holy fuck, they died.
Yes.
Or they did something bad.
Billy, does this mean you've been spreading misinformation since the 1980s?
That is with my radio stations.
With your assumptions about just 2 back to back.
With my radio stations. Slang. Yes, exactly. With my radio stations of saying like, hey, you know what? I call up all the different radio stations and say, please play Billy Joel so everybody thinks that he's dead.
That would be a fun. What an interesting hobby that would be. I bet somebody out there is always
I'm
trying
sure
to do that.
I'm sure people did that. I'm sure they're Howard Stern listeners as well. So
Howard
so,
wouldn't
yes.
fall for that.
Yes. No, they were listeners. They would actually do, you know, I mean, Howard had great pranksters that would call into other radio stations and try to prank them. So, you know, when it comes to the, you know, Steve Jobs had a death hoax. Barack Obama actually had a death hoax. But you often see people trending. And if it's people that are trending that normally wouldn't really be trending, you go, you click on it, and then often you see one GIF more than anything else. And it's the Denzel Washington GIF of him grabbing his chest and being relieved. And that's the thing. And then somebody usually says, thank God this person isn't dead. I ran to Twitter and then this person isn't dead.
And then there's also, which is, you know, one of the greatest tragedies of this year in the beginning of the year when Betty White died, but there was always, she would always randomly be trending for different reasons over the years. And every time she was trending, I know everybody just ran to Twitter and was like, I hope Betty White didn't die. I hope Betty White didn't die. And then unfortunately, you know, time catches us all. But that was, I feel like, one of the ones where everybody was like, oh, fuck.
When there was the thing about Angelina Jolie, I think there was a million comments on one of her pages or something.
What is that?
Saying Angelina Jolie, saying like everybody thought Angelina Jolie was dead, and there was a million comments on whatever page that it was, you know, upset that she was dead. Even in 92, this was interesting. Headline News, HLN, had a death hoax. So somebody called in claiming that he was Bush's physician and that Bush had died following an incident he had in Tokyo, which I believe is when he threw up in Tokyo. He threw up on the prime minister. Google it.
He did?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah. And that was a big deal back then. It's like,
ew.
How could he throw? Yeah.
But no, it's just like, it's so easy to just
not throw up on somebody.
Turn just a little bit. And as someone who's nauseous 8 times a day, it's like, I dance with that a lot. And it's like, I always get myself in a position where if something's to happen, I'm not on someone and ruin their life.
I just can't believe you wouldn't even like put your own hands out to like cup it or like
into your shirt.
You're just going to throw up just like like a child, like a 2-year-old onto somebody.
On a leader of all people.
I wonder if there's a video of this.
All right. There actually is.
I'm going to look
it up.
We'll
look it up. Yes.
Wait, who is it on the prime minister?
Just do Bush Tokyo vomit and you'll be fine.
Okay.
So on him or on his shoes?
This was actually doing on shoes.
It's one thing if there's a splash. No. Like if there's
because,
a
I got you. All right. I thought you said shoes because his son had a shoe thrown at him once. That was his big sort of like press thing. Okay. So
wait, sorry. By the way, there is a video and the first one that comes up is the highest quality that has been restored, they say. Somebody restored this video to make sure that you could just see every little.
Get it on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Let us know if you guys want us to post this on our Instagram, but we won't unless you speak otherwise.
You know they're all going to be like, let's see it.
I love it.
All right. So here's what happened in HLN. They told them, you know, this guy calls up and says, yeah, Bush just threw up. He actually died. I'm his doctor. They were going to go on air, and the anchorman was named Don Harrison. Of course, he's just getting it. And the executive producer, Roger Bear, was off camera and yelled, no, stop. And then they had to stop it. And then it didn't go out there.
Because it wasn't true.
Because it was not true.
Right. Oh, dude. I can't wait to watch this video afterward.
To be clear, the vomit was true. The death was not.
He's still alive. Wait.
Senior?
Senior or?
Yes, it was senior.
So, I mean, he's no longer with us, but he didn't die that day.
Different day.
And he lived a nice long life.
Who knows?
As a world leader.
I feel like, well, I had a lot of things prepared for this episode, but I feel like I'll save them for another episode because this was like a great, a nice girthy chat that we've had so far.
True girth.
You know?
True girth. And also, if you want to go back, I don't know what episode it is, but we talked about the Paul McCartney death hoax back in the day. That was a big one. But everybody from Charlie Chaplin, Frank Sinatra, FDR,
the list goes on and on.
Goes on and on.
I feel like if you're famous, people are going to throw a death hoax out there for you. Mm-hmm.
Honestly. And then it's a chance to like face your own mortality and be like, what kind of funeral do I want? Get your affairs in order. See it as a positive.
Start your will, you know.
Yeah.
Figure out who you want to leave your money to.
And decide how you want. Do you want to be cremated? Do you want... Do you want to be buried? Planted. Do you want to be next to Billy in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery?
But we will say this. Starting a celebrity death hoax is a bad thing. It might not be necessarily the worst thing that you can do. I'm doing a transition, guys. Now we're going to listen to the worst things that you've ever done when we come back.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Come one, come all. We're all bad people in our own way. And we're going to highlight some of the ways you're bad right now. And when we say highlight, we're going to make you feel better about it because it's not that bad because you're not being profiled on the first degree. So then you're doing okay.
Shit could be worse.
And you made it far enough to call in and tell us a story, which means life is really hard. You can't be that bad. So we're going to get started with one of our little worsties and brace yourselves.
Hi, I'm calling with the worst thing I've ever done. Well, one of them. I hate to say I have a few, but this is the first one that comes to mind. And it's from when I was a kid. Growing up, I used to have a real imaginative personality. And that's a really great way to say that I like to lie. I'm not proud of it, but I did. And I remember we moved into a new neighborhood when I was in the first grade and I had to take the school bus to get to school like everybody does, public school. And, you know, that was back when your parents didn't walk you to the bus stop. You just went. And when I got to the bus stop, there were all these older kids, like kids to me that were older were like fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. I didn't want to ride the bus with older kids. And so when the bus driver just came to pick us up, I remember distinctly thinking, you're not getting on this bus. There's no way. And so I was at the back of the line, and he's just looking at me, and I said, I don't go to the school. I go to the Catholic school. It's just the same bus stop. Now, where I came up with this, I have no idea. I have no idea. I was literally 6 years old. So he shut the door and kept going. And every day, he would pass me by, and I'd have to walk home and tell my mom that I didn't get on the bus because the bus driver wouldn't pick me up. Which is a horrible thing to do. So my mom would have to drive me to school. Ultimately, I would have to get on the bus, which is exactly what I was hoping for. However, though, my mom, getting really pissed off, called the school and said that the bus driver was leaving me behind on purpose and not picking me up. And so this poor bus driver, who was a guy probably in his 60s, it's the cutest old man, was going to get fired. And my mom was talking to my dad about it over dinner, and I overheard that this guy was probably going to get fired because he wasn't picking me up. So I had to come clean and say that I was lying, that I was a Catholic school kid. First off, I'm Lutheran. I'm not even Catholic. And that I had told him I didn't ride the bus. I then had to go in and apologize to this poor man who was not happy with me and the school. Ultimately, I started riding the bus with him. And he, for very good reason, never liked me. Pretty much the worst thing I ever did as a kid. There's more things, but this is the first one that comes to mind. And anxiety is real, people. Back then, I think I was just coping with my anxiety. Anyway, love the show. Love everything about it. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd like you to know that I still have anxiety, but I'm on medication. So I'm not lying anymore. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Anxiety is real, people. That is so true. But I think the important thing for us to cling to here is that you ultimately did the right thing. And I think you learned a valuable lesson. But, like, trust me, there's nothing, like, that hits the gut worse than, like, hurting an innocent little old man.
No.
You know?
Like, and even at her age, she knew that that was wrong. Very wrong. Yeah.
And you now you know that, like, he hated you. And you're like, yeah, I get it. Like, yeah. Especially, like, kids who lie about the job you're doing, you're like, that is the most terrifying thing now for people. Like,
yeah.
He was probably like, do I have to pick her up? And it's like, unless you want to really lose your job, it's like, I guess, but she could just make something else up.
Yeah.
But oh my God. Came clean and you did the right thing.
Yeah, you did the right thing. And I'm very interested in the other stories that you have up in that brain of yours, because you're a great storyteller. And I feel like you as an adult and maybe the bad things you would have done recently, it would be very salacious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like you should call us back. I feel like you should call us back.
Yeah.
With more. And one more thing, you know, everybody should do what you did. Come clean if you did a bad thing. Because it's true. Lying is easier than the shit you don't want to do. It just is.
Until you get yourself into a bit of a pickle. And then she was like, she like got what she wanted in the beginning. And then like kind of all the repercussions sort of crept in. And then she had to like face her parents and then the whole thing. And then the guy hate. It's like it would have been easier to just get on the fucking bus.
Well, and you start to, that's, I was going to end it with, I wasn't saying lying's easier than the shit you don't want to do. You should do that. I was going to say like, we learn that at kids, as kids at some point. It's like lying just causes more fucking problems. And that awkward meeting where you had to apologize to a bus driver, like who wants that shit?
Yeah, no, thank you. Big pass. I would never even want to do that now.
No, I don't even want to look myself in the mirror and say sorry to myself. Okay, on to the next worst person.
Hi, I'm calling in the firsty worsty, and I hope this is the right line. So I heard in the previous episode something about, someone prank calling. So it reminded me of my own transgression as, I think it was about 9 or 10 years old. I am an only child and I was left to my own devices a lot in the, mid and early 90s. And all we had to entertain ourselves with was a landline. So I would call this random older lady that I had no connection with whatsoever, but my little voice would be on her answering machine over and over. I was going off on little tangents, like, I don't know, I was heavily influenced by like Seventh Heaven and Dawson's Creek as a young kid, so I was making really dramatic claims on her answering machine because she refused to answer after my first few prank calls. So I accosted this one woman and prank called her so many times. And then it finally caught up to me when she reported me to the police. And it happened to be my birthday that the officer showed up at my house and revealed to my mom what I'd been doing while she was away at school and work. And I was just a latchkey kid, just fucking everything up. And my mom was so disappointed in me and so mad. And I'm still ashamed, but that was pretty bad. Not the very worst thing I've done, but it's up there. Love you guys and love the podcast. Bye.
Honestly, there's something very sinister about calling an old lady over and over and leaving her creepy messages. That being said, you were 9, so it seems harmless, you know? And she knew she wasn't in danger. She just thought you were a nuisance, and you were. But
yeah, you annoyed the shit out of her.
And she's like, I'm going to call the cops. That's how annoyed I am.
Yeah. Oh. And there are whole people that have created, I mean, look
whole
at the jerky,
people?
The Jerky Boys. The Jerky Boys created an entire career out of making phony phone calls. The difference is that they didn't necessarily call the same person
over. That's what, yeah.
But honestly, at nine, like, you don't have a sense of, like, empathy yet. Like, it's just, you're so rudimentary in the sense that it's like, haha, I'm getting a kick out of this. You don't know what pain feels like, or you've never been annoyed at nine. You don't know what irritation feels like. It's like, you don't know what a bad night's sleep is like, or fear. Like, you're just getting it, like, you're getting your kicks in, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't be blamed. And also, you were caught by the police. So this is like an incredible memory, I'm sure you have. So I'm looking at the positive here.
Yeah.
She probably thought she was like legitimately getting arrested when she was nine. Like, you know,
they're
younger,
good at that, the police.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about this on the a first degree episode or something about when you're like, or we had a call about somebody that called 911 when they're like a kid or whatever. And it's like, you probably think that like, if you get caught, you're like literally going to be thrown in jail for the rest of your life. So I mean, I love this story so much.
Honestly, and you have a calming energy about you that I'm so envious of, where I'm just like, you're just chill.
Very chill.
Yes.
Like, I want her to.
Yeah, we want her to call us up every day for like 60 seconds.
Start an ASMR. Yeah, an ASMR YouTube.
I know. I want to listen to your voice as I fall asleep. It was very calming.
Yes. Well, oh my God. You guys are the worst, but you're also not that bad.
Not that bag. All right, Alexis, do you?
It's time.
Okay, I've got something for you, but I don't want to upset everyone, but I have a feeling everyone will be upset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that we're recording. I was just at a wedding and partied for 3 days, but this is called writer's block.
Okay. Oh my God.
George is boring as hell. He's got maybe 5 brain cells. I've got nothing to write, no topics in sight. George is boring as hell. He's got maybe 5 brain cells. I've got nothing to write, no topics in sight. And the stanza is not going well.
I think that was great.
Really?
I was assuming that you were going to try to use engorged again.
Now listen, you're writing your truth.
Okay, you find any other words that rhyme with George. I'm fucked. There's nothing that rhymes with stanza besides can't stanja. And I've used that before too. Like, stanza.
This is great. This is
bonanza.
Good.
Oh, I'm going to use that one next week.
Bonanza is good.
There you go.
Credenza.
Credenza.
If you're got a twang in your voice, it would work.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, this is a great episode, guys.
I'm feeling good about it, guys.
All right. Ta-ta.
Bye. Bye.